For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Okay, this is Truth Week here on the Drug Truth Network. And where do we find the best and the latest presentation of absolute truth? In a report issued last week by the King County Bar Association and a massive coalition that includes the King County Medical Society, the Church Council of Greater Seattle, the Lauren Miller Bar Association, the Municipal League of King County, the Seattle League of Women Voters, the Washington Academy of Family Physicians, the Washington Association of Addiction Programs, the Washington Osteopathic Medical Association, Washington Physicians for Social Responsibility, the Washington Society of Addiction Medicine, the Washington State Bar Association, the Washington State Medical Association, the Washington State Pharmacy Association, the Washington State Psychiatric Association, the Washington State Psychological Association, and the Washington State Public Health Association. All these organizations are concerned that the illegal black market is a proximate cause of devastating societal impacts, including rates of prohibited substance use and of crime related to prohibited substances that have failed to decline or have actually increased during the current period of intensified law enforcement and incarceration, including children experimenting with more dangerous substances at younger ages, and the soaring public costs on the federal, state, and local levels arising from the continued use of harsh criminal sanctions related to prohibited psychoactive substances, contributing to the overcrowding of jails and prisons and draining public coffers of the resources needed for investment in local communities and for the provision of essential services. And just what do these people think might be the solution? A public policy towards drug use that would seek to result in no more harm than the use of the drugs themselves. That any public policy towards drug use should address the underlying causes and the resulting harms of drug abuse instead of attempting to discourage drug use through the imposition of criminal sanctions. And that the state should regulate the use of drugs in a manner that recognizes citizens' individual liberties while answering the need to preserve public health, public safety, and public order, especially providing compassionate treatment to those in need. And last, that the state should regulate the use of drugs in a manner that uses scarce public resources as efficiently as possible. Please join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Roger Goodman, the Director of Drug Policy for the King County Bar Association. I urge you to educate and embolden yourself. Please visit kcba.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.